And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 21st of July, 2011. It was on this date, 1796, Robert Burns died at the age of 37. He was a farmer, became famous for writing poems, moved to Edinburgh to be a celebrity, then moved back to his farm in Dumfriesshire. It was a hard life, being a farmer and also a celebrity, and Robert Burns did drink his share of liquor. It's believed that he had a heart condition after a case of rheumatic fever when he was a child. He'd had a tooth extracted the winter before he died. He may have developed endocarditis, an inflammation in the lining of the heart. He was buried with full military honors 4 days later, his wife at home giving birth to their son, Maxwell. It's the birthday of Ernest Hemingway, 1899, Oak Park, Illinois. Went to Paris as a journalist, a foreign correspondent for the Toronto Star after World War I, and there he published his first collection of short stories, 1925, Our Time. Years later, Hemingway wrote, "If you are lucky enough to have lived in Paris as a young man, then wherever you go for the rest of your life, it stays with you, for Paris is a movable feast." He wrote in the book, "The bad weather would come in one day when the fall was over. We would have to shut the windows in the night against the rain, and the cold wind would strip the leaves from the trees. The leaves lay sodden in the rain, and the wind drove the rain against the big green autobus at the terminal, and the Café des Amateurs was crowded, and the windows misted over from the heat and the smoke inside." And this is how Paris was in the early days when we were very poor and very happy. It's the birthday of the detective novelist Michael Connelly, born in London, Ontario, 1956. He was a developer, a property developer, when he saw the film The Long Goodbye, based on Raymond Chandler's novel, 1973, went home, read all of Chandler's books, and decided to become a journalist. He was a reporter on the crime beat for a number of newspapers, then started writing detective fiction. Written a couple of dozen crime books, many of them featuring the cop Hieronymus Bosch. It was on this day, 1969, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin became the first people to walk on the moon. They spent 2 hours on the moon's surface, took some pictures, collected some moon rocks, wanted to stay longer, but the temperature on the bright side of the moon was about 200 degrees, and they weren't sure how long their water-cooled suits could keep out the heat. And it's the birthday of Marshall McLuhan, 1911, Edmonton, Alberta, the man who coined the phrase, "the global village," and "the medium is the message." Here's a poem for today by Marilyn Hacker, "Runaway's Cafe 2. For once, I hardly noticed what I ate, salmon and broccoli and Saint-Varin. My elbow twitched like jumping beans. Sweat ran into my shirt sleeves. Could I concentrate on anything but your leg against mine under the table? It was difficult, but I impersonated an adult looking at you and knocking back the wine. Now that we both want to know what we want, now that we both want to know what we know, it still behooves us to know what to do. Be circumspect, be generous, be brave, be honest, be together, and behave. At least I didn't get white sauce down my front." Runaway's Cafe 2 by Marilyn Hacker, from Love, Death, and the Changing of the Seasons, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.